You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is an interesting email. Frederick writes, Doctor, I need to make a decision and fast. I need to know roughly what numbers of heart attacks, cancer happens a year before I decide to go without insurance. I received a cancellation letter from my insurance, and I can't afford the healthcare.gov website plans. I'm going to wing it next year until I get a job. What should I do over the next 8 weeks until I lose my insurance? Now, I think he wrote this before President Obama had said we're going to keep our health insurance for another year. I understand the Republicans passed the Upton bill that would allow us to keep our insurance for another year. I think it still has to go through the Senate. I'm not really sure what's going on there. And then we're coming on to Thanksgiving, so that's kind of hectic. But I can't really give you the numbers of the number of heart attacks and different types of cancer and all the different. I mean, I could go on for hours of the show talking about all the statistics. You can't think like that, okay? I mean, I know a lot of us are on the verge of making the decision of going without insurance. And that stinks. That stinks. Okay. Oh, boy. So before you plan to go without insurance, and what really, really stinks about all this, and I apologize if I use the word because this whole thing smells, is that once you decide to go without insurance, that's when bad things happen, right? So, I mean, I can't tell you go to the doctor, get everything done, and then, you know, I can't tell you to do that. You know, I've had people ask me for a PET scan because they're losing their insurance. And if they do a PET scan, then they know they're cancer-free if it's negative for a little while. I mean, but there's only so many tests you could do. I mean, we can't have a bunch of people now coming in and getting PET scans. And I don't even think your current insurance is even going to pay for a PET scan if you don't currently have cancer. But I'm getting that. I'm having patients say, look, run blood work and make sure I don't have cancer. Well, you can't do that. You can't run blood work and say you definitely don't have cancer. Okay, you can't do that. Yeah, there may be certain indices that are off if you have cancer. Like, for example, if you have colon cancer, you might be anemic. All right, so the fact that you're not anemic, that doesn't mean you don't have colon cancer, because that just means the cancer isn't, you know, isn't large enough. And so, I don't know what to tell you. Now, going without insurance is a very, very scary thought. It's extremely scary. And you have to make the decision of, I mean, what we've been talking about up until the government website was created was, you know, if you don't think you can afford regular health insurance, find some catastrophic plan. And by a catastrophic plan, something that covers the basics but has high deductible, like a $2,000 deductible, a $5,000 deductible, etc. Well, it turns out regular health insurance is having $5,000 deductibles, $7,500 deductibles. I have no idea what the catastrophic plans are. And so, you know, one thing that I would suggest you do is to definitely sit down and talk to your doctor. Okay? Because if you're a diabetic, if you have high blood pressure, et cetera, and you are planning on going insurance-free, okay, for a while, and I understand many of you have to, and a lot of you do well. You know, it's just because you're going to be insurance-free doesn't mean you're going to get, you know, you're going to be diagnosed with a tumor. The problem is once you go insurance-free, you may think you're only going to do it for 3 months or 6 months. It turns into years. I can't tell you how many of my patients said, look, I'm just not going to pay for Cobra. I'm going to wait it out. And here they are 2-3 years later not having health insurance. Okay, just realize that. I mean, we've had to stop paying on certain insurances. For me, it wasn't health insurance, but we stopped their disability. We stopped, you know, a lot of the things. And we're like, okay, well, we just need a couple month break and we'll get a new plan. And no, it's been years. I mean, it stinks. I mean, this economy is so bad. And wherever they say it's making sprouts and doing better, a lot of us aren't feeling it yet. And if we do feel it, which we talked about, let's say you actually do have $500 in the bank at the end of the month, something I have not seen in years. But let's say you have a little bit of a cushion. You think you're going to spend that $500 on premiums? Hell no. you're going to want to start to save. We're all older now. We're all 5 years older. And we have less money in the bank than we ever thought we would at our ages right now. So, you know, kind of realize once you stop including that in your budget, you need to realize that you may not have that in your budget for a while. And so don't think it's only a 3-month problem, which is why you really got to put some thought into it. Okay? Next, sit down with your doctor. If you are a diabetic, you have high cholesterol, you have diabetes, etc., okay, and you need to save premiums for 6 months, and then let's say an enrollment period is going to be in May, and you're going to be able to add yourself on to that, well, then you could prepare yourself for those 5 months. So let's say Medicare is going to kick in June for you. Okay? You know, there's ways you could get your blood work done. Okay? As long as your diabetes is in great control, your cholesterol is good, your blood pressure is good. Okay? You don't have any abnormal moles that need to get removed. You know, when people ask, well, what should I do? I have insurance now. I got insurance for maybe another 8 weeks. What should I get done? Okay, we've talked about that. We've talked about, you know, get a skin cancer screen. Have a dermatologist look. They could use a dermoscope or just do a bird's eye view. Take a look at all your skin, even the tushy area. Make sure you don't have any abnormal moles that need to be taken off. All right? Skin cancer screen is good. Come back in a year. Now, true, you can still have a skin cancer pop up. Some melanomas are fast. But it helps to know that you had a yearly skin cancer screen and you've been coming all along. Okay, next thing, make sure your hearts have been checked. Okay, cholesterol is good. You've maybe had a stress test. Your cardiologist says you're good for another 100,000 miles. You're good for another year. Great. Okay? You're not smoking. Okay? You haven't had a cough. You aren't a heavy drinker. Okay? We could probably relax about certain types of cancers, even though not all lung cancers are caused from smoking. Okay? Blood pressure is in control. Make sure you get your eyes checked. The last thing you want is to get some microhemorrhages in the back of the retina, and now you're dealing with the possible blindness. All right? Now, can things happen? What could happen? Frederick wants to know what could happen that can't be prepared for prior to insurance. Well, we'll talk about some of those things. Okay, not to scare you, but there are things that we do need to think about. Like a lot of times over 40, you could be at risk for a retinal detachment. Okay, that's something that you will need health insurance for. You will need, help with. I mean, there's car accidents, things like that, so we'll talk about that. But, you know, for the most part, while you have health insurance now, the problem is it's holiday time. A lot of people, you know, the time off that they do get is during Thanksgiving, and that doctor's offices are closed, et cetera. We're always open on the Friday in between, you know, because we know people have time off to come and see the doctor. But still, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really appreciate it. We have an iPhone app. We have an Android app. Please check those out. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. It's free. It's easy to do, and you guys hopefully are learning a lot. Okay, so this was a follow-up email. Not a follow-up email. This was an email I got, which is kind of on a follow-up subject of what we were talking about. We have Howard, who writes, Doctor, I'm up to date on my physical. Had a colonoscopy, stress test, prostate check, blood work, flu shot, pneumonia shot, and I'm planning on going off my health insurance. What medical conditions could spring up on me that I haven't prepared for? Now, first of all, Howard, good job. Got your flu shot, got your pneumonia shot. I am so proud of you. This is awesome. Very, very happy. Good boy. Very good boy. Very, very happy. Okay, good. So let's talk about some things that, and again, this isn't to become paranoid, but it's a really, really good question. Okay, because these are some things that do spring up on people. And, you know, many of us hear these things and we go, oh my gosh, that's scary stuff. How could you have prepared for it? And a lot of times you can't. You know, we've talked about these conditions in great detail, on the show, but let's just kind of quickly go through you know, some weird things that happen to people, not enough for you to freak out and, you know, go bankrupt trying to pay the new health insurance premiums on healthcare.gov. But these are some things that you need to think about, because what if something like this does run in the family? Maybe there's something that hasn't been looked at on your routine physical. Now mind you, a routine physical could be extremely thorough, or it could be half-assed. And many of you have complained that your physicals have been half-assed, where the doctor doesn't even put the stethoscope on you. What are you talking about? Really? This is a physical. The doctor doesn't even put the stethoscope on you? The doctor doesn't touch you. They just talk to you. You know, we're getting complaints of some of these CDL driver's tests. You know, the doctors are just passing you. I mean, now it looks like that there's laws where the doctors have to go through training courses. And, I mean, they're going to get stricter, right, for CDL, because you can't just like the person and clear them. Now, I make everybody do a physical anyway, so everybody's getting EKGs and urines, etc. So people going through my CDL, it's still pretty thorough. But you have a lot of doctors out there that are busy. I mean, I've heard of some flight surgeons for pilots do a halfway job. I mean, come on, people, they're pilots. I mean, why are we doing this halfway type stuff? So, you know, just because you've had a physical, I can't tell, you know, how thorough that physical was, which is also another subject we've talked about on the show. When we look at health insurance and what it covers, okay, you may think that the physical that's getting covered is going to be including every single nook and cranny. A nasopharyngeal laryngoscopy to look down your throat. No, it's not going to cover an NPL. Yeah, but it's a physical. Aren't they supposed to look at everything? No. No. I mean, you know, how is insurance going to look at a physical? Heart, lungs, ears, mouth, stomach, feet? I mean, what about axillary lymph nodes? What about samples of tissue? And those aren't considered physicals. I mean, according to some insurance plans. Yet a good physical, I mean, we look at everything. So, it's, you know, now I understand. Okay. People don't have 4 hours. Okay. To sit there and have every lymph node checked, every mole checked, every nook and cranny, all the earwax removed so you get 100% visualization of the eardrum, the fundic exam of the eyes where you dilate the eyes if you don't have a slit lamp, you know, and have a tonopan to check for glaucoma, you know. So a lot of doctors, we kind of divvy things up. We have the eye doctors doing the thorough eye check, right, if you need a hearing test. What about hearing tests? Are hearing tests included in Obamacare? I don't think so. How many of you have had an audiometry screen and then hearing aids? I don't think those are included. They should be. I don't understand why hearing aids are so expensive. Those should be covered by Medicare. Why aren't they? Don't people think that lack of hearing is unsafe? So you know, just because you had a physical, I can't say everything has been looked at. Okay, so let's talk about some things that could spring up on you that you aren't prepared. Okay, so let's just start with the hair. Okay? All right. There's conditions where people just start losing their hair. I have a friend of mine who said he has alopecia areata, no other medical problems, but he has lost 80% of his hair. He has just shed his hair. Okay? Now, of course, he had to have a workup to make sure there's nothing rheumatologic going on, immunologic. You know, what could be going on? But, yeah, I mean, you could have acute hair loss. I mean, it gets rare, but these are just things to think about. Okay? Scalp lesions, scalp infections, etc., any sort of trauma. Okay? Let's go down to the eyes. Okay, you can have a retinal detachment. All of a sudden, you start getting these weird zigzaggy, electrical-type, lightning-type, shall we say, zaps, right, when you're looking, you know, that could be a retinal detachment. You can also have vitreous detachments. You could have acute angle glaucoma. We talked about that when we talked about birth control, putting you at risk for glaucoma. You know, so there's a variety of eye things, tunnel vision, blurry vision, double vision. Okay, what about the nose? You could have an acute nosebleed. Right? And you could have, I mean, there's, and again, this is just limited. These are just some things to think about. Okay? A nose that just doesn't stop bleeding. Now, some of you are like, now, wait a second, Dolly. You know, I had a physical and all that, but I forgot. My nosebleeds are kind of long. All right? Well, then get that worked up. Okay? Make sure you don't have a bleeding disorder. Get your blood count, your PT, PTT. Make sure somebody's looking in your nose, finding the vessel. That's kind of important. Mouth. A lot of dental stuff. Don't forget to go to the dentist. Okay? A lesion coming up in the mouth. Certain issues with your taste buds, your tongue. Infections of the gum, gingival hyperplasia, variety of things in the mouth, hoarseness, acute hoarseness, things like that. Neck, a lump in the neck that just springs up. Hopefully it doesn't. If you've had a physical, hopefully we know you're in pretty good shape. right? We talked about meningitis yesterday, so there's a lot of acute type illnesses. You had the pneumonia shot, so as we kind of jump down to the lungs, that's great. Glad you had a pneumonia shot. Can you still get pneumonia? Absolutely. If the pneumonia shot protects you against strep pneumonia, what about other forms of pneumonia that could affect you? All right, you know, again, you know, hopefully you have great access to an urgent care, etc. Okay, know your symptoms. Make sure you have, hopefully your doctor has a good cash rate where you could come in. Okay, you may want to nip things in the bud early. You know, it's very interesting. We're going to see a huge spike in antibiotics, even more antibiotic use, even more so, because you're going to have people that'll barely be able to go and pay for a cash visit with their doctor, and they're not going to want to leave without an antibiotic. And as more people are going to be uninsured, they're going to say, "Doc, you give me the antibiotic now because I don't want to come back with a pneumonia." I mean, here we are. We're trying to decrease and we're trying to cut back antibiotic use. What do we say? We say, if it's not better, you come back. But we're going to have a society of people that won't be able to come back to see the doctor. You're going to have only one shot, and they're going to want everything. They're going to want, I mean, I have people who are healthy. They go, "Look, I need this for the year, this for the year, this for the year, this for the year, this for the year," because I only get one visit. With my health insurance, I only get one or two visits a year, so I'm here now to get everything. I mean, it's going to change the face of medicine. Heart, we've talked about heart disease. We talked about infections around the heart, fluid around the heart, fluids in the lungs. You could drop a lung. You could be on an airplane and drop a lung, have a pneumothorax. You could have an underlying clotting disorder that you don't know about. If anybody in your family has had a blood clot, throws a blood clot in their leg or stroke or to the lung, get yourself checked for an underlying blood clot, blood disorder. Abdomen, bowel. You could get an ulcer that just comes up. Okay, you've had a colonoscopy, that's great. How many of us have had an EGD, an upper endoscopy? "Oh, Dr. Dahlia, I don't need that because I handle all my heartburn with the over-the-counter stuff." Well, what if you are developing an ulcer? Something like that starts to bleed. You could all of a sudden wake up one day and have black stool. Now, again, I'm not saying this to worry you, but these are some things I'm hoping that's prompting you before you guys go off your health insurance. A lot of you guys are going to be going off your health insurance in the next 6 weeks. Okay, just some things to think about. Is your stool black? If it still is black, you could have a little bit of a bleed up inside your GI system. You got to get that checked out. Okay? Prostate. Okay? You may think, "Oh, my PSAs are good, so I don't have prostate cancer, but I never let the doctor check the size of the prostate." Meanwhile, it's growing and growing. All of a sudden, you can't pee one day. It's getting harder to pee. Now, hopefully, benign prostatic hyperplasia is very slow for most people, so you slowly start to notice you're having trouble with the stream. That shouldn't come on acutely. Epididymitis could, inflammation of the testicle around the epididymis. There's other types of orchitis, testicular inflammation, a variety of things. Women with ovarian cysts and fibroids and abnormal bleeding, you may want to touch your gynecologist, make sure you have an ultrasound. Hopefully there's going to be no issues throughout the year. Okay, feet, foot pain, back pain, knee pain, shoulder pain. All of a sudden your rotator cuff that's usually chronic is starting to act up, and now you start getting frozen shoulder. You know, so there's a variety of things that could sneak up on you. And again, I don't want you paranoid about this. But just because you had a quote-unquote physical, I don't want you guys having a false sense of security that you could go off your insurance. Okay, definitely check into some med pay with your car insurance. If you're in a car accident, whether the accident is your fault or somebody else's fault, all right, not a bad idea to make sure that you have coverage. Because if you have a car accident, if you have car med pay insurance that covers medical. Okay, now, I understand there's certain liability and there's certain expenses that will be paid, but you got to make sure that if the accident is your fault, no matter what, you still have medical coverage. And you could use the health insurance, the car insurance for that. So we got very little time to do our homework, but great question. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97 only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, work on the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Right now, we have the word of the year. And believe it or not, it's not twerk. Twerk, I guess, came in second. But the word of the year is selfie. Selfie is a self-portrait on a smartphone or webcam. Even though twerk came in second, I think it tells us that this year we didn't really have enough hobbies, right? We were doing selfies and twerks and all that. You know, I always thought selfie meant something different, okay? Like some sort of self-session. But it looks like it's where you take a picture of yourself. I had no idea it was called a selfie. Right, where you sit there and go, oh, I look good, so I'm going to take a quick picture of myself. I've done that a lot now. I do a lot of selfies, taking pictures. Anyway, they said it gained momentum throughout the English-speaking world in 2013 as it evolved from a social media buzzword to mainstream shorthand for a self portrait, photograph. I think last year, like, photobomb was, I guess. I mean, there's all these new words that I'm just not really up on. All right. Twerk, of course, became extremely popular once we saw the whole Miley Cyrus and the MTV Video Music Awards. Again, I think a lot of us dislike Miley Cyrus and what she did. But if I have to give props to the publicist, okay, if all this was planned and they went in going, look, Miley, you know, if you want to change your image, this is what we need to do. Okay, get ready for this. So this is what we're, this is the plan. I mean, you got to admit, I mean, the publicist did their job. Miley Cyrus has been on people's minds and on social media and talked about, and now the word twerk is always identified with Miley Cyrus. Then she comes out with that song Wrecking Ball, which, by the way, is a good song. I really like that song Wrecking Ball. But now she's definitely put herself into the adult, adult pop culture, okay, and shed that Hannah Montana, which is something she has been trying to do for a long time. And so, you gotta call it like it is. I mean, she did, mission was accomplished. Whether she wants to be remembered that way or not is a whole other thing. Okay, I mean, Madonna did the same thing. Madonna was doing quote unquote selfies, except not using photography, right, during her concerts. Okay, and we were looking at that like, what the heck is she doing? And again, it made her an icon. Although I really don't understand, because she was already big in the 80s. She didn't have to do that weird stuff in the 90s. But she felt like she still needed to pervade the pop culture, and she did that. And then, you know, everybody, it's funny, everybody has to have some weird twerk to them. Even though now twerking, I guess, it's ruined the word, because now twerking means suggestive sexual thrust. But, twerking your image. Like Lady Gaga, okay? Lady Gaga's music should stand on her own. I love a lot of her music. I think she has some phenomenal songs. Her new song, Applause, great song. Okay? I love that. I've loved so much of her music. But apparently, she still felt the need where she had to be one of these weird fashion icons. Okay? I don't think she's done a lot dirty yet, you know, but I think everybody has to have a shtick with them. Alright, and it's kind of frustrating, you know, for those of us in show business who just kind of, you know, get dressed, we're fully clothed, and we don't perform any sort of sexual demonstrative acts on our way to work or while we're at work. Okay, I mean, we just kind of do what we do. Alright, but then again, that's why I'm not performing at the MTV Awards. Okay? Yeah, or the VMAs. Anyway, so, selfie's a new word. There's also healthy, which is a picture taken of someone's own hair. Belfy, I guess a picture of someone's belch. Oh, a butt. A belfy is if you take a picture of your butt. A drelfy is a self-portrait while drunk. Apparently, the word usage was based on a statistical analysis of the Oxford English Corpus. There's a lot of things that we're starting to now use in regular English. I mean, a lot of our texts, like our LOL, our WTF, our OMGs, are going to be a part of our regular language. And it's the simplification of a phenomenal language that used to be multisyllabic. But I guess we're not even going monosyllabic anymore. Right? We're just going initials. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. People make money for this, but researchers have figured out why men have larger noses. Apparently, men have larger noses, okay? I know many of us have been losing sleep over this, because they have more muscle. And men need larger noses to bring in more oxygen. Now, yes, somebody must have gotten paid. You and I could have figured this out, right? The bigger the animal, the bigger the orifices to bring in oxygen. So if men are usually bigger than women, right, their noses are going to be bigger. Thank you. They say these findings, according to LifeScience.com, could also shed light on the mysteries of human evolution, like why Neanderthals had big noses. They say modern humans have smaller noses than ancient humans, including Neanderthals, which are apparently the closest extinct relatives of modern humans. Scientists have suggested that the human nose size is linked to how much oxygen a person's body needs. Because skeletons of ancient humans meant they had larger body masses than modern humans, they may need larger noses to help supply them with greater levels of oxygen that those bodies would have needed. Okay? But They can't really tell about the nose size because, remember, nose is made of cartilage. Okay? They could kind of see certain fossilized skeletons and guess what the sinus cavities look like. Now, very interesting, when people were bigger, and then they got really small, and now they're getting bigger again. You know, people of 100 years ago were smaller. Men were smaller. You know, you see an old Civil War coat uniform, and it looks like something that could fit onto your kid, and that was a man. So, yeah, we were bigger at one time, then we got smaller, and now we're getting bigger again. They say past research of a wide range of modern humans globally has revealed that men generally have larger noses than women, larger nasal cavities, and airways behind the nose as well. Men consume more oxygen during nasal breathing than women. I know some of you guys are saying, yeah, but don't women have their mouths open more talking? That's not nice. And that's chauvinist. No. All right. But mouth sizes are probably bigger for men also. All right. So chew on that one. So researchers decided to analyze when nose size begins to change in the sexes. They looked at 18 female and 20 male volunteers, all of European descent, relying on nearly 300 data points from x-rays, other physical exams, and they looked at 3-year-olds to 20-year-olds. Now, I noticed little boys have noses the same size as little girls, and they found that too. Males and females had, so you know, my little boys, little baby noses where you kiss their little nose, even though they got boogers all over it, and you're like, oh, I got a kissy nose, little baby kissy noses, all right? Anyway, male noses usually start growing larger than female during puberty. My kids call it puberty. And it coincides with how males generally consume more oxygen and energy than females upon puberty. So basically, when men start to get bigger, that's when their noses get bigger, and men have 10% larger noses than female. Males typically gain more lean muscle during the adolescence than females, therefore need more energy and oxygen. That's why male noses get bigger when they're going through their teenage years. Now remember, women go through puberty before men do. So women may start their periods, etc., at 11, 12 years old. Boys may start a little bit later, going through their puberty changes, 12, 13. Boys can continue growing all the way through high school, whereas many girls stop growing by 14, 13, 14, 15, etc. So, yet boys can still grow and then catch up. So, if you look at, like, maybe the 14-year-olds, some boys' noses may be smaller than some of the girls, because, but then the boys catch up. So, people make money on this. I don't understand why you and I haven't figured out to just come out, okay, come up with something really obvious and make some money. Yeah, usually for these scientific studies, you gotta, you know, write a paper on them, but I honestly. Now, when we come back, we got another study. Apparently, they say promiscuous mice have sexier sons. I don't know what the hell this has to do with us or why this is science, but it's in medical news today. All right? And we'll talk about that. All right? We'll also talk about, I don't know if I want to hit this one, but I guess we are changing the way we are doing pubic hair, as certain styles elicited in pornographic films are not wanted by the average person. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another two servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I guess this is a medical headline here. In the world of mice, promiscuous moms, hoochie mamas, have sexier sons. Right? Do you guys buy all that? I don't know what this means for us. You know what? I know people think I was a hoochie mama. Not really. I really was kind of good. I was pretty religious, you know. So I hope that doesn't mean my sons won't be sexy. I don't even want to think about that. But they say here, in the world of mice, male attractiveness does not rely on the amount of cheese or the ability to quote Shakespeare, but it comes down to the pheromones in the urine. Where a study has shown that promiscuous mice moms make more urinary pheromones and that causes mates to smell sexier. A team from the University of Utah, led by senior author Professor Wayne Potts, published the results of their study in the Journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Professor Potts explains how the study sheds light on epigenetics, how the parents' environment, not changes in the DNA, modifies the offspring. Well, duh. Only recently, he says, have we started to understand that environmental conditions experienced by parents can influence the characteristics of their offspring. This study is one of the first to show this kind of epigenetic process working in a way that increases the mating success of sons. For their study, now again, you know, this whole idea of a sexier animal, it isn't like you and I going, oh no, is my kid going to get into trouble? Okay, remember, in animals, they want their kids to be successful mates. Okay, maybe, you know, maybe it's to visit them on Thanksgiving, but for animals, I mean, we really want to propagate your gene pool. Okay, you know, all of us think we're awesome. Okay? Even if we have some genes that we wish we could swap out, we all want lots of kids. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, I don't, because I carry a gene, and I don't want my kid to have the gene and pass on the gene. And I, no. But deep down, you still want, you know? You want little Dahlias, right? You want little Dr. Dahlias running around the place. Okay? I'm not giving birth to girls, so I don't know if we're going to have little Dr. Dahlia. I am happy about that, though, but honestly, I mean, if I had girls, a Dr. Dahlia girl, I would be so afraid that, you know, I mean, you know how many times I was told to shut the hell up? I don't know if my daughter could handle that. You know, I kind of was raised pretty tough. Okay, I'm not raising my kids tough like I was raised. So, you know, they're boys. So I think luckily, you know, they're not going to be little Dr. Dahlias. Good for them. They're going to have a chance in this world. Anyway, for the study, the team used domesticated mice. Domesticate ya, who were descended from wild mice but raised for 10 generations in cages with assigned mates. There were 23 male-female pairs who were kept as non-social monogamous mice in the cages. I guess monogamous couples are less social. However, 20 males and 40 females were assigned to social promiscuous conditions when they were placed in mouse barns and competed for territories and mates. The biologists found that the male mice whose parents competed for mates produced 31% more major urinary proteins, MUPs, which are pheromones that attract female mice. This is in comparison with the men who came from caged monogamous parents. So I guess the parents who were able to kind of, you know, do the whole swinger thing had offspring that ended up giving off more pheromones, so then that offspring could hopefully get another mate. Okay, now that has nothing to do with genetic, right? Because these rats, the genetics were already decided. Okay, now could environment change genetics? Maybe. You can have mutations. We can have genetic mutations, absolutely. Okay? They say, interestingly, in case you guys are bored up until this point, they say the male mice that generated more pheromones had shorter lives. According to another study, a mere 48% of them lived to the conclusion of the experiment compared to 80% of the male offspring of monogamous parents. Maybe they're more risk-taking behavior. I don't know what type of activity teenage mice do that could be riskier, but I guess what we take home is if we want our kids to have long lives, don't be a hoochie mama. The mouse's mother's promiscuity had a sexier effect on the male offspring. They say father mice had an undesirable effect. After breeding each type of female with each type of male, the team found that sons of promiscuous fathers did less, were less sexy. Wasn't there a study a long time ago where hoochie mama men had sons that really weren't hoochie mamas? Well, men can't be a hoochie mama, but you know. Okay, so what does this mean for humans? The researchers think that the impacts of social environments on pheromone output and other traits have not been studied, so they want to study it. But they think this could be helpful for programs attempting to breed endangered species in captivity. So maybe it doesn't really help us humans, but maybe what we could do is we could get these endangered species, we could get the moms, right, to be a hoochie mama, and then maybe the boys of these endangered species will go out and have more sex. I guess that's what the implication is, okay? Pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is not a subject I want to talk about, but unfortunately, it's something that we doctors deal with all the time. You have men and women who think certain hair distribution in the groin area is inappropriate. And they go through great lengths to rip it out by the roots, doing certain waxing procedures, or maybe going through electrolysis, laser, etc. Well, we're finding that, I guess, things are changing, where 51% of women do not do any styling or grooming down there. All right? Around, it looks like more and more people are finding that maybe we should just stay the way God made us. Now, apparently pornography has people completely hairless, I guess. I don't know. I don't watch a lot of porn. And so there's been this pressure on our society to go through these sort of barbaric things to change us. Now, I get that. I get that, okay? Most of us, we've been shaving our legs. I wonder how long women have been shaving their legs for. Probably since the 20s or 30s, I would say, so they didn't have hair on their leg, right? I mean, but then in the 50s and 60s, etc. Okay, so women have been expected to shave their underarms and shave their legs. So it's no shock to me that any sort of hair anywhere else would be urged to. But now we're having a change where even stars are coming out being very open about not being bald, shall we say, no bald eagle. And we actually talked about this on the show. There was a study that came out years ago, and I hate talking about this because I know it's a family show, but it was what do men prefer? Okay, landing strip, bald eagle, Bermuda Triangle, or like what the term used in white chicks, the buckwheat. And, or I don't know what other term for that. And I guess there really wasn't, the bald eagle was not the favorite. I actually don't really remember the results, but I remember there was more hair than not. So for those of you that continually have dermatitis problems, right, maybe getting some Pseudomonas infections, etc., you might want to stop and, rethink, maybe have a conversation, right, with your loved one, right, and find out what really is makes people tick. Maybe you don't have to go through all that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Children today are 15% less fit than their parents and take some 90 seconds longer to run a mile, according to Daily Mail. Apparently, children are not as fit as their parents were, possibly even the way their parents are now. And they're 15% lower, taking 90 seconds more to run a mile than those of us 30 years ago. Lead author Dr. Grant Tomkinson, senior lecturer at the University of South Australia School of Health Sciences, says if a young person is genetically unfit now, then they are more likely to develop conditions like heart disease later in life. They could be fit in other ways, like weightlifter, flexible gymnast, tennis player, etc. But not all types of fitness relate to good health. They say the most important type of fitness for good health is cardiovascular fitness, the ability to exercise vigorously for a long time, etc. So we'll talk about the study when we get back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.